Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Brandon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bucky Brandon. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Wirt moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. McAuliffe scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Euler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. One out. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0-1 in the game. Brandon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-2 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. Foy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2 Tigers. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards McAuliffe, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards second. Andrews picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Andrews. Cash moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler bunts towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to third. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Bucky Brandon. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Tillman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to second. Fred Gladding now pitching. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Mike Andrews. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Tony Horton pinch hits for Bob Tillman. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Conigliaro scores. Petrocelli moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Tigers. Don Demeter pinch hits for John Wyatt. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Horton moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-4 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.